You are unbreakable with self-true love. These are the true words of PhD scholar, self-love specialist, author, coach, certified trainer, certified mindfulness-based stress reduction teacher, and change consultant, Karamjeet Kaur, your self-love monthly radio host. She is here to give deeper insight on the magical world of self-love. Karamjeet is an Amazon Best Hot Release seller for her books. She has recently won the Runner-Up Inspiration Award from the Center of Excellence Org, UK. Let's welcome your self-love specialist host, Karamjeet Kaur.
Hi, good day to everyone out there. So how you been? And I hope that you are practicing how to love yourself. And if you're not, well, you can always go back to my previous shows that I have shared a number of methods, and ongoingly I'll be sharing a few methods as well. So loving ourselves, it's always our bliss. And why I say it's our bliss, because when we love ourselves that much and we just focus inside us, we just aware of how we feel with connectivity, the environment and people, and the joy that we bring ourselves through loving ourselves keeps us moving ahead without any worries at times, without fears clouding us to see ahead of us. So it's superly important that how you practice your self-love daily, how do you love yourself in every sense. So today I'm going to invite a guest. Her name is Penny Golden, and she is the founder of Body Mind Spirit Radio and Body Mind Spirit Magazine. So it's really great to have her on board. And we're going to talk about today self-love with faith. And why I picked this, because, see, self-love is a very wide subject and it is connected to many types of awareness and emotion and mental abilities. So one of the most important criteria for loving ourselves has to be with faith. So let's welcome Penny Golden, and I'm so delighted to have a chat with her for a while, and then I'm going to share more on faith with self-love. All right, we are having her online. Hi, Penny. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm so excited to be here on True Self-Love.
Oh, that's great. I always love it with you, and I'm so thankful that you have given me the opportunity to have the show that I could share my all the awareness and knowledge I have of loving myself in the last 20 years when I had my calling. So I do not know how to thank you, Penny, and I always love you. So yeah, it's so great to have you today. So Penny, please tell us about yourself so the audience know about you more.
Sure. You know, it's been 17 years ago that I was working, really kind of chasing money, like chasing the dollar, just wanting to have more and more money. And, you know, I just decided that I needed to know what was most important in my life. And so I made a list of everything that mattered to me. And it was a long list, you know. It was really all about love and life and connecting to other people and the things that matter most in life. And I didn't know how to make a career around that. I was going to pick just one thing and do it, but I decided to launch a magazine so that I could continue to grow in all those areas of how to improve my own life. And it became pretty successful here in our area, which is the Detroit metro market. We are the largest holistic magazine, spiritual magazine. And
yep.
That's what I've been doing for 17 years. And then we launched Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and we have Body, Mind, Spirit Network. So my intention is really to help people get introduced to their true self so that they can begin to have a better life with less suffering and more love and more joy.
Wow, isn't it awesome? Thank you so much, Penny. Yes, I know, because since I came to know about Body Mind Spirit Magazine, and you know, that was in 2016 with my first book, so it was thrilling, and it was so exciting that I'm in another part of the world, and so happened we connected, and today here we are, and I'm interviewing you. So it's amazing how this our connection and the power of love got us together, isn't it, Penny?
I think it's totally amazing. At that time when you connected with us, we were not even thinking about being a global voice on the planet. At that point, we were just doing what we were doing here in our local market. And, you know, somehow you found us, and I was so excited because you've done all the work of getting to know yourself and, you know, making the right choices to truly love yourself. And it reflects in everything you do. So we were excited then, and we're excited now about this newer show, You Are Unbreakable with True Self-Love. So, yeah.
Oh, Penny, so sweet. Yes, thank you. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm always looking around at how many years we've been there on and off, and amazing. It's truly amazing. Thank you so much. Okay, Penny, since you know that I'm a true self-love personnel, which is my job as a self-love specialist coach. So I would like you to share to audience on your opinions about self-love, where your understanding and awareness about it.
Okay, sure. So you're asking what is my understanding about self-love?
Yeah, on your point of view, and sure, how it matters, yes.
I think what happens with self-love is the most misunderstood thing, because I'm going to speak from America, which is where I was born and raised.
Right.
We're really taught not to be selfish, you know, not to think of ourselves first, to think of others. And whether that's our other family members or whether it's society, however it plays out, if we're, you know, sharing something with them, think of them first. So sometimes self-love actually gets lost. And it wasn't until I was grown and even still working on it now that I realized that it's supposed to be the self-love that you have for yourself that you share with others. So self-love makes you more compassionate with yourself. And when you are more compassionate, then you speak more compassionately to others. When you are more respectful of yourself, then you're more respectful to others. So self-love to me now, as an adult, it's the starting point. If you want a great life, you have to start with self-love. Because if not, even if you do fantastic for your friends, your family, your community, you're still left out of the loop of love. And love is the force that brings us alive and that feeds us. It feeds our soul. So to me, self-love is most, most important.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Penny. That's really awesome that you have shared deeply in your awareness what is self-love. That matters a lot. That's one very important for everyone to become aware that, as you say, that, you know, you've been brought up to, yeah, we always give priority to others and about love, but it's always never been too aware about the self, that how do you, you know, it's like when you have a jar and you're full of love and you keep giving up, but, you know, the jar is ending and you're not putting more love inside you. So it's like thinking, what's happening? Yeah, it's great thing, beautiful. So do you think that self-love will, as you know, it, more, as you mentioned, you being more compassionate and respectful to yourself, and then you can do it with others. So what would you feel that to create the peace around the environment, humanity, and globally as well? As you know, many things is happening around. So what and how do you feel about it, that people should aware of self-love on that matter?
Yeah, the world is chaotic and more chaotic than it was a year ago or 5 years ago. We've had a lot of things change, and that's going to keep happening because one thing is because of technology. It's really changing the world. And in some ways, it's leaving us more disconnected. In other ways, we get to connect in unique ways, getting to hear you, even though they're, you know, thousands of miles away from you. They can take advantage of the journey you've been on and what you have to teach them. So it's a changing world, and I think that in order for us to have peace on a global level, we have to begin with self-love, and that has to start to be taught to us every day, to our children. It has to infiltrate into our school systems, how we choose a job. There's nothing worse than being forced to do something that you don't love or don't want to do. But many people do that. They go to jobs that they think that don't suit them and fit them well, and they don't even serve well on the job because they're not in love with it. So self-love corrects all that. When you love yourself, you find a job that works for you and that you can continue to not betray yourself and love yourself while you're doing that job. So I think world peace starts with self-love. I know it sounds crazy, but I believe that's true. You know, love will change the world, but it has to start with self.
Very rightly said, Penny. Awesome. You just said the same line on what you have just shared. And it could be for others. It's yet very vague and it's totally not sure about it, what we are mentioning. But slowly, as we work out right now, and we spread ourselves in a self-love manner with ourselves and then with others. And I believe that it's surely going to work out well. So, you know, related to that, there are many yet out there believe like when you love yourself, it's selfish. Even the journals and the education system, it's like it means that you're being selfish. And because you see, they see it like on a physical level that you look good, you do good, you know, you kind of present your image that way. But you and I know, and those who are practicing understand that how you be changed by, you know, practicing and how of you. So how would you like to share this, that self-love is not selfish? It's actually selfless.
Yeah, it is a difficult distinction to make, but I think it comes down to this, and that this is immaturity or maturity. So if you're mature and you love yourself, then loving yourself is also not harming other people, not taking advantage of them, because you then cannot feel good about you as a person. If you are somebody who would cheat somebody, who would take advantage of them, who would, you know, ignore them or cause them harm and suffering in any way, then you cannot really feel good about yourself, and you can't continue to love yourself. So I think the difference is being mature about it. Some people think that self-love is, I get to buy the car I want, you know, it doesn't matter if my husband has to drive a piece of junk, I get to wear the best clothes. It's not about greed at all. In fact, it's about all of the things that, like sharing, fairness and compassion. So all those things that you would want for yourself, when you love yourself, you also want them for other people. You want a fair world where it's fair for all.
Oh, so beautiful, Penny. Yes, that's true. So would you like to share any story that when you've seen somebody as, like, you know, how they have practiced self, or you yourself have practiced self-love, and what's the impression, inspiration of that story bringing to your life?
Sure. So I was not raised to love myself. I was not taught how. And so what I did for myself, and I didn't do it because I was so smart, I just stumbled onto the idea. I had a daughter, and once I had a baby girl, I started asking questions about what was best for her. When she was born, I wanted everything to be perfect and fantastic. I loved her with all of my being. And then later, as I started making decisions for myself, I started noticing that the decisions I made for myself, I acted like I didn't really care and that I didn't really matter at all. And so I started asking myself this important question. When my daughter is my age, say when she's 30 years old, and she has the same situation, what advice would I give to her? And the advice was different than I was giving myself. Because I loved her so much, I gave her great advice. But for myself, I was willing to settle for whatever. And so I think people can use that when they're learning how to love themselves, but they've been used to not putting themselves first or taking good care of themselves. If they can look at somebody that they truly love and say, what would I want that person to do in the same situation? And usually you come up with really great advice because, you know, you get yourself out of the way. And that's been a good tool for me. I've used it many times throughout the years to help self-love myself, even though I didn't know how, to teach myself how.
Wow, that's really, really great sharing. Thank you, Penny. And I noted that you were saying that you practice yourself on self-love. So I'm sure that, you know, you read and you hear. So could you share to audience what are the ways that you have been practicing on loving yourself?
Well, for me personally, I am taking the time. It's a big factor because I keep so busy in my world. Just taking out time that is for me. And that's very hard for people. You know, I'm not sure what it's like in your country, but here, America, you know, we have two incomes and we still need more money. So you have mom working, you have dad working, and then they're still trying to do everything they can for the children. And it's such a busy life. But if you haven't carved out any time for yourself, it's really difficult to love yourself. So that's my number one thing is, you know, I started in the bathroom, you know, where nobody could interrupt me. And I would take 15 minutes in there to meditate, you know, and just breathe and just, you know, because I had to block myself off. So that's the number one thing I do is take time for myself. And the second thing is that I started listening to myself. Listening to the thoughts that I think, you know, listening to my feelings, just really paying attention to myself because, you know, before that, I was just paying attention to everyone around me. And you think 700 thoughts a minute, and those thoughts a lot of times are negative. So listening to myself was a huge key in starting to really love myself and changing those thoughts, you know, to better thoughts. And I guess the third thing is letting myself be loved, you know, by other people, just letting them get close enough to see even the broken parts of me and still love me. So those are some things. Is that what you're looking for?
Yes, that's awesome. No, because you see, it shows that you have self-initiated yourself to love yourself, and amazingly, that's such simple way to look at it, and it's not too hard. And I know it takes a lot of willingness from the self to actually hear the thoughts. You know that how does it go along? How is it start? So Penny, what I'm going to do right now is we're going to have just a short break, and we'll just come back with a few more questions. So everyone out there, till I see you in a couple of seconds or minutes, I would say. So stay tuned with us. And today's our guest is Penny Golden. So she's sharing on her understanding and awareness of self-love that matters. Thank you.
Do you feel too much going on? Life is getting harder, or you just gave up to feel love in you? To get your positive inspiration, here is Life is a Gift, Loving You, is written by Karamjeet Kaur, PhD scholar, self-love specialist. Get a copy of Karamjeet's book from Amazon.com. This is her first anthology book, compiled with 19 authors around the world. You will feel inspirations from co-authors. Self-love stories of this book, Life is a Gift, Loving You, can help you to revise your belief towards life with tools and methods given in the book. This is the perfect book for self-empowerment, especially as we are facing the pandemic or any challenges. Loving you is your bliss, says Karamjeet Kaur. Get your copy from Amazon today.
Hi there, welcome back. And so today we have a guest here, Penny Golden. So we are continuing with, you know, for her to share on self-love matters. So Penny, and welcome back. We're going to speak a little more on self-love and with the topic of faith. So as you know, faith plays a great role, especially on the current pandemic happening. What's your view on it?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Sorry, I said now the self-love, on the self-love matters, we're going to share on related topic called faith, F-A-I-T-H. So could you please share your view? How does the role of faith with loving ourselves with the current pandemic?
Yeah, it's really hard, right? People have really, they have really gone to fear, and it's perfectly understandable because the whole world changed. This hasn't happened in over 100 years. 100 years ago, there also was a pandemic. There was a Spanish flu, and it swept around the world. But this global event has left people very afraid, and we become afraid when we don't know what's going to happen. If we don't know what's going to happen, it builds up as fear and anxiety in us, because we could just turn around any second and our world can change or something can go wrong or bad. So that's where faith comes in, because faith in the Christian Bible is to have faith even though you don't see or know what's going to happen. Have faith that there is either a God or some creative intelligence that is greater than ourselves, that is on our side and that is working on our behalf. And that is what faith has always been taught to me to be. And so faith, I have a great quote on faith that just happened 2 days ago. Someone very, very close to me told me a quote on faith, and he said this to me, just let your faith be stronger than your fears.
Yes.
Right? Isn't that beautiful? His name is Osaro. And, you know, I put it as a little sign up on my desk, and to me, that's what overcomes fears, is having faith that there is a power greater than you, that is a good power, that is on our side, that is there for us, and so we can have faith that things will work out. That's my faith.
Wow, beautiful. I just love the quote you just shared. Yes, it is so true.
I fell in love with it too. I was like, wow, that's a good quote. I'm writing that down.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, as you mentioned earlier that the methods that you shared to us, how you love yourself, and I'm sure that needs a lot of belief and, of course, the trust and, most importantly, faith. So how is that? Like, you know, I'm sure that you do have hiccups here in loving yourself. So how did that faith of you to love yourself continue, and you saw the changes that gave you a greater faith? So could you share us, please?
Yeah, I think so. You know, when bad things happen and nobody is getting out of this life without any struggle, because
yeah.
no life is laid out perfectly.
Yes.
But I have a really active imagination. So early on, when something bad was happening or looked like it was going to, my mind would go crazy, like, oh, my God, and then this and then that, and I would just keep building it in my mind. How terrible could it be? And so it took a long time for me to come to faith, which is 90% of the things that we worry about, I'm going to actually say closer to 99% of the things that we worry about, that we're afraid of, and that we stress over, never happen.
Yeah.
So here's what I did as a young girl. I was in my 20s, and I decided that I was worrying all the time, and I needed to break that habit because I noticed that my mother also had the same habit of worrying all the time. So I took a journal, and I started to write down everything that I worried about. I mean, this was a fat journal. It was a lot of worries in there. And then what I decided is that every Friday night at 7 p.m., I would worry about it. So I would just write it down now. I wouldn't worry because I would have a date with myself, and that was a date to worry. That was my time. Really worry about it. So it was fantastic because literally in the first week, I realized that I had repeated the same worry 20, 30, 40, 50 times. And then at the end of the week, that thing never even happened. So all of that 50 times was a waste of my time.
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't think that relates to the faith, but that is how I got rid of a lot of my fears and a lot of my worry and anxiety. And just have faith that it's, you know, everything's going to work out. Everything's not terrible just because my mind can conceive that bad things could happen. That's my process.
Yeah, I mean, wow, you know, that is the faith. Your process is your faith. And you just share a very remarkable way of how you fine-tune it and you discipline yourself to, you know, reach to what you know what you want in the end of becoming. So the process, like the faith for you to walk through because you want that, right?
Yeah.
And that makes you stronger every moment when you know, it makes you realize. So incredible, isn't it? Wow, Penny, thank you for sharing. That's really beautiful that, you know, how that you have been practicing. And I'm sure there's many out there who's not really aware of this. It's incredible. Really, Penny. Awesome.
I have shared it with a few people along the way and it does make a huge difference. I just call it the date with worry and, you know, write down every worry and then you really start to see, you know, I have worried, you know, 200 times for something that never even happened. You just see how ridiculous the mind can be. You do not have to believe everything that the mind can imagine because everything that the mind can imagine is not going to happen. So,
yeah, ditto on that, Penny. Because, see, you know, when you speak on this truth, and this is where it shows that how your self-love it's really, really strong, and I'm so glad, and that's why I'm on your show. I mean, I'm on this radio show. Wow, I feel so great that, you know, the more we practice, the more, and being in a broadcast industry, and it's very important for people out there to know that how these little things, which we never take it so seriously earlier on, and now it's becoming so big for us. And it's very important. This is the faith, Penny. This is the faith. And you're incredibly sharing right now. I'm really happy and blessed to hear this.
Thank you. You know, that's what your show is about because, you know, it's in these intimate moments on a radio show like yours. And if anybody were to take the time to go back and listen, even just to the last two shows, they would find distinct things that would actually change their life. You know, a date with worry will change your life if you just play with that concept. And you've been giving those types of concepts, you know, for free on this radio show. So that's what I love about it, is that in our world today, it's not just listening to music on the radio like when I was, a kid. We can listen to what we choose to, and that can dramatically change our life, as true self-love does change a life, for sure.
Thank you, Penny. Thank you so much for really, being in oneness with me, and I appreciate what you just said. Oh, thank you. I feel like I'm flying right now with my wings. So, Penny, we are actually coming to, and I'm going to share a bit more faith after this. So I'm just going to ask you one last question before we move on, Penny. And I really appreciate, and I love what you've just said, and that's what I really wanted to hear, and I wanted the audience to hear, because, you know, it's not only coming from me, but coming with two people who has, practicing in their own sense, and it gives more truth towards the meaning for true self-love. So, Penny, what would you like to share your message to audience on loving yourself? And, of course, you want to add faith or anything. What, please share it, and I really want them to hear it from you.
Okay, thank you. I don't know if I'm an expert on this. I'm still learning to love myself. But here's what I do know for sure, is that every second and every minute that you invest in loving you is the actual thing that changes first your world, then the world of everybody you touch, and then the whole world. Because if we don't love ourselves, we don't know how to properly connect and give and be there for other people. And we create misery in our lives when we don't love ourselves. We create laziness, we create unhappiness, and that's no fun, to live with somebody who is, unhappy. So, to bring joy into your world starts with self-love, and that joy then spreads to everyone you know. Love yourself and get the tools to do it, because it is a skill also. You need techniques, because if you're not trained from a little child on how to truly love yourself, you need the techniques to do it. And that's where this show, You Are Unbreakable with True Self-Love, the books that she offers as well, these little tips that you can take and start using right away, make all the difference in the world. And by the way, I love you as I love all of humanity. So I hope that, something here sparks something in you, and that you have a more lovely life.
Wow. Oh, my God, Penny, you touched my heart. Thank you. And I love you too, Penny.
I love you too.
across another part of the world, and you see your voice just linking. It's just because that's the power of true self-love. I say this, It's like the connection, like how I found you, and, it goes along the way, and there we are today, right now, in this moment, creating this vibe to get people to hear us. Isn't it awesome? Yeah. Oh, my God, Penny. Thank you so much.
It's so awesome. I love it. Yes. Thank you, too.
All right, Penny. So nice to have you here. I really love you, and I love the shows and the radio, and thank you for the platform. It's so great.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. I love your show. So it was an honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Penny. So, right, we'll see you, and thank you. And now I'm going to share more too on topic today, is on faith with self-love. All right, Penny, bye. Till I hear from you another time. Sure, I'll call you next time. Bye, Penny.
Bye.
Hi, thank you so much for you still being on show. And I'm sure that you have heard from Penny Golden, her insight, her inspiration, and her truthfulness, how self-love has really encouraged her to be who she is. And I'm really thankful for having her here. So today, our topic, as I mentioned earlier, is related to faith. And faith is when he says is, of course, it's related also about the fear. So my spiritual teacher did share me this. It's the two things in life that we have as human being, where we walk through every day and making decisions, creating decisions, you know, creating actions, responding to situations, responding to challenges, responding to joy, etc. And those two things are love and fear. So it's actually a duality, I would say. So you see, when you have like, the more you love yourself, the fear slowly fades away. But the fear, it's not that it comes, I don't see it in a way like how it's been, you know, shown to us that it's always there to attack us. Now, over these years when I love myself, in this last 20 plus years, I came to know the fear is just an illusion. And Penny shared the same thing as well. It is illusion totally. It's like when you're unaware, or when you're not feeling comfortable of doing something in life, or you're unsure that your decision is going to be right, or you're in that stuck situation. So that's uncomfortable, unrelieved. You're not feeling relieved in that moment. And that's actually the fear. So it is there because you do not know what's going to happen. You're not aware what's coming on towards you. So it's like a flight and fight when you see a line across. It's like, holy man, this thing is in front. What are you going to do? So when that happens, it takes a lot for anyone to switch it to love. Okay? It just takes to switch it to love. And that's where the transition process is all about faith, trusting the faith. So when we love ourselves as loving the faith, walking it through, the fear slowly fades away. Now, I am not saying that when you have physically a lion in front of you that you know, you're going to like, okay, I'm going to love myself. You're going to have the lion jump. No, I mean, practicality, you're going to run, or you really have to find a way to save yourself. That's common sense. But in real life, the illusion appears in different sense. It's not in reality how the lion appears physically sense, but it comes in challenges. And that is where you can actually change from fearing it to loving it. Now you must be wondering what I mean by this, from fearing it, it's this transition of the faith. You know, when you have certain problem appear in your life, and you just want to know that how you're going to solve this, and you know you love yourself, or for example, the person who's in front of you singing, and you don't want the person to get hurt as well. So how do you process it to make sure that the results of it become more in a peaceful manner, more positive? The first step is, of course, to believe. To believe in what you say in you, because when you love yourself, that's a faith transition working with you. So it's a positive energy. So when you move through it as you do a communication, walking through the communication, walking through the response, walking through with the way that you want to solve it, that's a positive, slowly, you know, trying to erase the fear and the negative vibes, and you reach to the results of what you want. You got me what I'm saying? It's just like when you bake a cake, I have mentioned in my previous show, when you bake a cake, you need a lot of ingredients to make the cake, right? When you know that these are the ingredients are rightly that what your cake is going to be, that's the same way how that you resolve your situation, or resolve your emotions, or you want your goals to happen, or you want things to change. That's what it's supposed to be. Faith plays a great deal of role here when you want to do anything in life. And that's really, really about like walking towards it, by believing that this will happen. And along with it, you got to accept the result. Sometimes I have to speak the truth here. Thing doesn't turn out to be as it is. Now, how do we going to accept that? And that will actually sometimes also shaken up the fear in you. So what is it? How is it going to make you feel better? Again, this is where your mind, your illusion, and that's where the love inside you has to allow you to conquer it, and which is you got to allow it. You got to take the leap to walk through it. All right, we have a caller here, so I'm just going to welcome the caller, and yeah, just hang on. Hi, good day. This is Karmji Kaur, Selfless Specialist. I know your name, and you are with the show of You Unbreakable, Read Through Self-Love. Hello?
Yes, it's, Jay Hello, it's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Thank you for coming online. So, Jay, would you have any questions or you want to share something with the show right now?
I do have a question. Is there a difference between self-love and self-worth?
Sorry, repeat. I didn't get the first word. What do you think?
Is there a difference between self-love and self-worth?
No, not in my category of sharing self-love. Self-worth and self-love is really related. See, earlier, probably didn't hear the show was mentioning self-love as it has vast of categories like faith, you know, trust, believing. So worth, self-love is connected. And to answer on that, it's more towards on when you know your existence with yourself and you know that this is matters to you when you love yourself. So that where the self-love becomes stronger and you feel your existence is a very huge belonging to where you are. You got me so far, Jay?
Yep.
Yeah, so would you like to share that? Are you practicing self-love?
Actually, can I answer that too?
Oh, yeah, sure, Freddie.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much for being on the show today and asking that amazing, important question. So,
you're welcome.
What love actually is it is an active force. It is the force that the creative intelligence used to create the entire manifested universe out of total chaos. So when love comes into our life, that's exactly what it does. When we let love in, our self-worth might be very low, but the more that we love ourselves, our worth continues to grow and grow. Our own self-esteem, our own opportunities, our own abilities, all of these things are fed by love. So love is that active force that increases self-worth. They're not exactly the same thing, but, you know, they become one as we can, when we truly love ourselves.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, that's great. So, Jay, as I was asking earlier, do you practice self-love?
Well, I recognize it now as what's going on in the world right now, and I'm going like, this is interesting because I feel I'm of self-worth. It's actually a radio show I was listening to, and it's interesting what this person said. Okay, I'm just going to relate to what's actually going on in the world right now. I'll just say it. You know, the people who got vaccinated, okay, did not have self-worth. And the reason why I say that, and I'm thinking about that and go like, what's the last thing that you could do to, like your mind controls your body and things like that, and makes decisions and when you have a cut or something like that on you, the body automatically tries to repair itself. But we can you know, self-inflict stuff on her body and kill herself by making decisions. And I'm thinking, going like, well, that is so interesting, because a lot of people who took the jab or the vaccine, they didn't have self-love. It's almost like they committed suicide in a way. And it was really interesting that I, you know, give myself a pat on the back for not making decision that other people did. And I see myself worthy now than ever. I mean, when I talk to my friends who didn't take the jab, I'm going like, yeah, they have a lot of self-worth, but they don't see it, recognize it, and go like, yeah, I have a lot of self-worth now. And that's my story about what's going on with that.
Okay. I fully understand you, because coming about when you talk about the jab, me myself is also in the same awareness of that. And I look at it this way, that it's a matter of choice. And yes, it's also a matter of the self-love. That actually, there was an article a few years ago I've written that self-love is your true immune injection. You know, I didn't know that where we're going to come across. Yeah, it's quite interesting when I look at that article. I was like, oh my God. And it was written in a blog of another company. So I was trying to get this article a couple of days ago to share it on my social media.
Yeah, I'd like
but
to hear
it,
see that.
But
yeah, we might get taken down.
Yeah, yes, that's right. It's been removed, and I felt like, oh, yeah, I need to rewrite it again. Funny, it is when 2016, I read that the title was Love Yourself is Your True Immune Injection. And today where we are, and that is where I realized that my own inner, you know, it's the calling on the soul of me. It's like it's preparing ahead of us. And I look at it, it's a soul message to me. So the thing is about individuals, some of them find like, okay, I need to take the jab because this is how I want to, you know, save myself. It's also a choice. But in another sense is they need to, of course, increase the self-love. Like, don't depend on the outside things to make you stronger. It always begins with inside, because beneath the cells is of course the atom, and beneath the atom is energy, and energy is cannot be seen and felt, but it's so strong that it all depends on the way we hold ourselves, and that's the worthiness, as you were saying, in the matter, and it just brings up higher and higher and higher. And you know, we've seen this movie, all these superheroes, and it actually reflects back on the ability that we have inside us, and it's again, it's the love is back to in. So you made the choice. It's a fantastic feeling. And yes, your self-worth goes greater. And I'm also on a mission of, you know, helping people to not commit suicide, because I was an ex-victim myself 20 years ago. But when I received my calling, and thanks to my grandma, and she was the one who instilled in me that, you know, make the divine your best friends, and all this, I think this was confusion. And then when I came to know, when I had a teacher who taught me and so many things that how to love, I came to understanding that when you love yourself, that's your bliss of life, because the confidence begins with you when you don't depend on any book or anything to give you the injection. It's you yourself. You make your choice, you communicate with yourself, you communicate with your inner being, you communicate with everything around you, and that's the confidence to believe that, to be who you are right now. So whatever we do in our life, that's where it takes on to move forward. So you made a good thing for yourself, and so does everyone. And yeah, I mean, since wherever you are, share those same things, what you feel, that self-love is the greatest method to the self. It takes somebody to aware in a very silent mode. But if a person who is like have a chaos mind, they may not be able to see what you see. But no matter, when you keep repeating the same thing, it does get to the self immediately and also to others. So Jay, and you heard that from me. So is there any more we'd like to ask, question, or share anything, Jay?
I think as we move forward, actually, with possibility of what's going to happen next for people around us, friends and family, that eventually will pass on from the jab or the vaccine stuff or adverse reactions from it, that our hearts are going to take a beating. We're going to become like surrounded by grief in a way, and this is just inevitable that this it's going to happen very soon. and usually we're not used to this, how many people pass on in a very short period of time. We're so used to maybe people passing on events are spread out over a lifetime and not so much in a short, it's going to be a continuous in a way. So what can, I'll ask the question, what can we do for self-love to keep our hearts full of love when this stuff happens on a continuous basis? Yeah.
Okay, so answering to your question on that, as I'm practicing every day, of course, is to mindfulness, meditation, and we always have to do practices like writing affirmation. I love myself unconditionally. It's like going back to school. Mirror work, that's what I share. And the other thing is like you have to find a space to feel in love by feeling it. There's one method that I share on falling in love breathing technique. It's just that when you go in consciousness to focus on your breath, the same time you feel the love that you, when you fall in love with someone, right? When you fall in love with your partner, you see the partner, you feel like, wow, all the birds, everything, feeling. The same feeling is coming back to you in that moment of the breathing that you do. So when I used to give this class, sometimes some of them feel their heartbeat run very fast because they have never focused back to them. So here what I do is like, okay, take a slow, when it heartbeat fast, so I just tell them, okay, cool down, you want to stop, you take a glass of water, then you start again. Because the self and the heart has never been, you know, in oneness to fall in love together. So it takes a process. Yeah. So what you need to do is like, you just go into that deep breathing. Focus only on your breath, nothing else. Don't worry about the thoughts, not to worry about it. Just try to focus like, you know, you focus on your stomach, deep breathe. So at the same time, you feel like the love inside you, you know, like you yourself from your childhood, your teenager. I mean, whatever happening, the good and bad, doesn't matter. It's like you really, really wish to love yourself. So feel it inside you. Do it for about, I would say, 10 to 15 minutes. Once in a day is fine. And if you can do it like two times, it's great. So you see how you feel. And, you know, it makes you, along the way, which I've been practicing this, it makes you feel like there's something that you can explain in words, but it makes you feel satisfied, fulfilled with yourself, even the happenings around you. It's like, you know, it's a lot of things happening around you. It might happen to you as well, but you kind of tell yourself, okay, you're preparing for it. Yeah.
And if I could add something to that, you were talking about grief. And that all of these people that have taken the shot are going to pass on. The truth is, we don't know how every single body will respond to what they've been given. There are people that drink poison and don't die. So some will, some may not. But the process remains the same. Because whenever we have somebody in our life and we love them or care about them, then we go through a grieving process. And the grieving process is has its own rhythm to it. And that rhythm is to really fully appreciate the presence that they have had in your life. And that's a loving process too. So, you know, you have to love yourself through grief. And, you know, don't lose all hope and faith, because I don't think everyone is dying. I think that our bodies are miraculous and our minds can contain and control a lot of things that we're not even aware of. So I hope you won't lose hope and faith as well.
Thank you, Penny. Lovely. Yes. So, Jay, add to that, another thing that when you do the breathing, and as Penny has shared as well, the other most important thing, just to before we move on, it's bless. I mean, it's like, you know, bless everyone around you, bless the destination, it's tough, but you got to look at it, just bless it, because sometimes when you give the positive vibes to the other side and yourself, so everything else around becomes more neutral and natural, and it is off the worriness and fears around. So you could try that as well. All right, Jay? Yeah.
Blessings to
you. So, Jay, okay. Yeah, sorry?
Blessings to you, both of you. So thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jay. And it's so lovely to have you here. So, because my show is coming to an end. Thank you so much, Jay. Keep in touch. You can always send me email info@selfloveacademy.com.my. So I gladly...
I'll do that.
Right. Thank you,
Jay.
I'll
do that because it's regarding... You're welcome. I'll do that regarding an article that you were just talking about because I look forward to seeing that because those are interesting. You said that.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that. Yeah, sure.
You can find it. You'll find it. Have faith. You'll find it.
Sorry. Yeah, thank you.
Welcome. Take care.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, Jay. Blessed day to you and have a beautiful
blessed
journey.
Day. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, folks, so I'm just going to have another ad and see you just short. Thank you.
Loving yourself is your bliss, says author Karamjeet Kaur, self-love specialist. To know her story on how self-love transformed her life, get her copy of her book today at Amazon, Truly Love Within. Truly Love Within is a true self-love story, possibilities, and a self-help book. Basic self-love tools are given that can help you to love you more and receive amazing change in your life. You are possible always with self-love.
Hi, welcome back everyone. So we had a great chat with Jay and Penny as well. It's an amazing show today and okay, coming back, talk about faith. So Jay, he's just pressed a very important topic that what we all facing right now, the pandemic on vaccinations. Like I said, me, myself also facing it. And interestingly, I've been trying to find that topic that I wrote, the article that I wrote. So, sometimes it comes across since I have my calling until today, whenever the things that I do, it just comes forward after that, and I keep looking out for it. Where did it? I know, I wrote this. Oh, yeah, I said this. So you see, it's like amazingly, I'm practicing this inside me. And the more when I see the happening around me, the more I see that I was being prepared for this. But of course, that's because that I guess I had a very low self-esteem and so much of fear in my life previously. But now it just made me to be stronger, move ahead and prepare myself, whatever ahead, and thanking it and appreciating and blessing it, whatever comes to me, and openly that I know that it's happening for my own good. You see, all this that I've learned, of course, from a spiritual teacher and also an important person that I love so much is Louise Hay. And remarkably, the way she has shared all her affirmations and her thoughts on loving yourself, it's amazing. So you can always get hold of Louise's book and look out for her video and how that she has transformed her thoughts, the way we think, to see things differently. That's very important. So coming back to faith, it's a link, that trusting between the self and nature and everything else. The stronger you link up inside you, the stronger it gets out there. And that's where your inner self becomes stronger and you don't have this one man or we have so many existed inside us. So we're shortly coming to an end. I would love if any of you to have any questions that you would like to ask me, please email me at info@academy.com.my. You see, it's very important when you keep practicing self-love as much as you can. The more you practice, the more you're able to walk through your journey, conquering it in a way, in more positive way, in more calming way. And that's where we are here. To live life in the most beautiful sense that we ever could find. Feel the feeling of fulfilling, satisfied being who we are. And that begins of loving ourselves. So right out, folks, and we will see you on the next show. And I'll definitely give you a surprise guest speaker. So definitely have a more further discussion, deeper sense of self-love. And any of you would like to come online, please free to do so. And live, you can ask me a question. I'm more than willing to share it. Thank you so much. Thank you for following the show. Thank you to everyone. Much love to you. Please love yourself stronger and better than ever. Till we meet again. Adios. Bye. Much love, everybody.